Gold, Central Victoria with ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. Don't bring me down at 13 past five. Well, I don't know where this Cash Classic song is. I don't know where it is, but I reckon it's going to happen before 6 o'clock. I can tell you that much. In the meantime,
it's time to talk fishing. Thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing on Gold, Central Victoria.
And we say a very good afternoon to Shane Stephens. How you doing?
I'm going all right, Daniel, and your good self?
Very well for a Thursday afternoon. The weekend is just around the corner. Getting excited about it because the warmer weather is here as well, and it's a great opportunity to be thinking about the clothing that we're wearing.
Yeah, absolutely, Daniel. I think we've had a taste over the last couple of days of the weather that it's going to be over the next few months, and certainly the clothing we wear when we head out fishing on our rivers or our lakes certainly going to help us catch those fish as well and keep us nice and cool. So there's lots of breathable clothes, as in shirts and shorts and pants and all those sorts of things. But we need to remember just to wear the basics, which is obviously a hat and a bit of sunscreen and some boots, and make sure you keep an eye on where you're walking around our rivers and lake banks as well.
Because there's the possibility, of course, with this warmer weather, dare we say it, those snakes.
Yes, I've seen quite a few on Facebook. I haven't run into any myself, but they go one way and I certainly go the other, Daniel.
I wonder who'd win a race between you and a snake.
Oh, I reckon that you won't catch me.
Fair enough. It's also an opportunity for a long weekend in some parts of the state of Victoria because of the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday. So people be taking advantage of that four-day weekend potentially and heading away. And, yeah, what's happening out there?
Yeah, look, I certainly think there'll be heaps and heaps of people. This is the last long weekend before Christmas, so a lot of guys and girls have an annual long weekend this weekend, so they'll be heading up the river or fishing a lot of different lakes around the central Victorian region. But probably one thing to be mindful of is make sure that you have your campfires, you clean up around them and don't leave them unattended, because with the warmer weather, certainly, and probably a bit of wind like we've got today, certainly a fire can get away. So be very mindful where you light your fires and clear that area around your fireplace and have some water on standby just in case something does happen. So there's a couple of pointers that I'd just get people to be mindful of this weekend.
Be a little bit vigilant if you go camping. And just finally, Shane, very quickly, where are we going to catch a fish this weekend?
Yeah, not very far from Bendigo, Daniel. Lake Epilock last weekend, the central Victorian lure casters, they had a competition out there and there's plenty of big yellow belly caught, up to 63 centimetres they were, and very, very fat things. Some people say they're footballs. I think they're bigger than footballs, but they were caught on lures, trolling lures, also jigging vibes, and also some worms or a yabby fished off the bottom. So there's a good place to head close to Bendigo. And if in the Ballarat region, those guys that like to fly fish, the mayfly hatching on Lake Wendouree, and the trout are up there feeding on them now. So we've caught some fish during the week, myself and Jeff Cramer. So certainly Lake Wendouree is another spot for those guys that like to fly fish and chase the mayfly feeders.
And sounds like a great weekend, not only weather-wise, but the long weekend. And where we're going to catch a fish, Shane Stephens, really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Not a problem. Thanks, Daniel.
We will talk very soon. Gold, Central Victoria, it's 16 past five.